It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. And welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm your host, Will Hampton. This show, underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, they're looking for people to get on the roofs this spring. AAARoofingCompany.com is the place to go, and also 21ology.com. Well, the Daytona 500, did you watch that on Sunday? It was pretty emotional, an emotional win by Denny Hamlin. The story is, number 11 wins after a wreck-filled show in Daytona, but I think the real story is the incredible loss the team owner, Joe Gibbs, suffered just a few weeks ago, and how that connected to that race on Sunday. Coach Gibbs lost his 49-year-old son, JD. He died after a four-year battle with a degenerative neurological disease. Number 11 was JD's football number. Yes, number 11 was his football number, and JD was the co-founder of Gibbs Racing with his dad, Joe Gibbs. Now, this race, the Daytona 500 last Sunday, was the first race after JD's passing. And then the 11 car gets into victory lane for the biggest race of the season. Pretty incredible story. And afterwards, Vince Welch caught up with the coach and the team owner, Joe Gibbs.
What happened right here? JD's name is on that car. That's his number 11 with Denny. He found Denny. I'm just saying, what happened here is emotional for all of us, the family. This is Jackson. Denny racing like he did right there is just unbelievable. I'm emotionally shot. This is
what's it mean, Joe? That
grandkids here. I'm just saying, what happened here is really unreal. And I'm just thrilled. I think JD had the best view of everything. It's really an unbelievable experience. I don't know how to put it in any other words. I just thank the Lord for letting us be a part of it. Yeah. And I hope people will go to JDGibbsLegacy.com and see that video. I think it could be life-changing for them.
That's Joe Gibbs, owner of Joe Gibbs Racing, talking with Vince Welch. Great to see Vince Welch out there doing such a good job. He's a local guy, lives here in Indianapolis, went to Ball State, longtime local sportscaster at Channel 8, and now he's living his dream, and he's covering racing and does a great job for the networks. But that story with J.D. Gibbs' name on the car, you heard Joe Gibbs say the website. Go to that website, and you can hear more information of what an incredible story and what an incredible win that was in this year's Daytona 500. What do you think about the Daytona 500 in NASCAR? A lot of big-name drivers are no longer there. When you think about the old days of the Waltrips and the Earnharts and Rusty Wallace and on and on and on, this is definitely a new breed of racing. And every year, I always think around here, when they had the Daytona 500, of course, everybody says it's the biggest race of the year, and it is. It's odd to see a sport start their year with their Super Bowl, but that's what they do in NASCAR. But I look at the Daytona 500 as simply the road to the Brickyard. It begins, and the Brickyard 400 this year is Sunday, September 8th at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So good luck to a brand new racing season. I know me, I grew up loving IndyCar, moved away, and actually lived in North Carolina and covered Daytona. I think I've covered like 19 Daytona 500s and loved NASCAR, thought that was the great form of racing. Then I moved back to Indiana and fell in love again with IndyCar. And it's amazing. I mean, it's hard to do on radio, but here's the difference. When you're standing on the front stretch of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, an IndyCar goes by, it's zoom. A NASCAR driver goes by, it's it's a big difference in the speed, but I'm glad racing is back. Basketball fans, did you catch the NBA All-Star game on Sunday? I don't know if I like the way they do it, but it's different. They split the conferences up. It's not just East against West. It was Team LeBron against Team Giannis, and LeBron's team won. A lot of defense in this game. 178-164 was the final score of the NBA All-Star game, and Kevin Durant was the MVP for for Team LeBron. So now the Pacers getting ready to go back to work after the All-Star break. This Friday, they host New Orleans, and then they're away for three games, and then the Pacers are back home February 28th, March 2nd, and March 5th. Talk about incredible stories. The Pacers are this season with the injury to Oladipo and the way they're continuing to play. They're a good team, fun team to watch. Pacers.com is the place to go, and there are good ticket prices, so you can get in there and watch them play. College hoops, Purdue and IU play Tuesday night. I know we're recording this show earlier in the week. By the time you hear it, maybe on Friday, they would have already played. But Purdue, IU play Tuesday night. They're both on the road this weekend. And Butler, not home again until February 26th. Well, we're going to take a break. We're just getting started this week on Catholic Sports Weekly. When we come back, we're going to shift gears and talk spring sports. Marion University softball coach Scott Fleming joins us next when we continue on Catholic Sports Weekly.
Catholic Radio Indy. There's lives being touched every single day by it.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof and your building investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm your host, Will Hampton. This show underwritten in part by AAA Roofing Company and also the Elam Group, ELAMUSA.com. Well, I promise that we're going to talk spring sports every once in a while. I know it's snowy. It's kind of icy a little bit. But the good news when you're a coach for a softball team in college is you get to schedule a southern trip. You get to go south. And let's say hi to Marion University Scott Fleming, the softball coach at Marion. And you guys are, you got the bus warmed up. You're ready to, get to the airport and get south, aren't you?
Yeah, we're itching to go. I mean, we've been inside practicing now for a little over 3 weeks, and so we're kind of, ready for some warm weather and ready for some game action.
Yeah, you guys go to Claremont, Florida. Games start, I believe, March 8th, and you have like 10 games in, 6 days or so, and it's a lot of softball in a short amount of time, but it's a chance to get outdoors and play, and that's the most important thing, right?
Right, yeah. We're going to play 10 games down there, and our spring break is a week later this year, so we've had to kind of tweak it a little bit because we have conference games that Friday, Saturday during our spring break week. So we're gonna be down there. We're flying out on Wednesday, March 6th, and start playing March 8th, and then we'll play 10 games, take one day off during that time, and then fly back on the 13th, and then be ready to start conference play when we get back.
Well, I know you guys had such a remarkable year last year. Really, the last several years, you guys have just had an incredible stretch. You've gone to the World Series 3 straight years, and last year, 51-7. That's tough to repeat that, but is this team every bit as good as that team?
Yeah, I think, we really returned a lot of key pieces from that team. We lost 4 seniors off last year's team that were really good, really good players and leaders, and we have all of our pitching back this year, and we've added a couple new freshman pitchers to that mix as well, and then returned most of our everyday players, and then we have a really good freshman class to add to that, so. I'm really excited. I would say, just from maybe a talent and depth standpoint, this might be one of our deeper teams and so forth. So yeah, we're really excited. We had a really good fall playing. We played a lot of D1 schools and played really well. So the girls are just. They've been doing a great job. I mean, they've been working hard, and we've had that taste the last 3 years, and it's been awfully fun. And they want to get back, and and, you know, win the whole thing, I think, this year. So so that's kind of what we're shooting for.
Yeah. I mean, that's the kind of goal I guess you feel like you should have. We're talking with Scott Fleming, head softball coach at Marion University, in your 16th year. Did you ever think that 16 years ago that you would be coaching Marion softball still 16 years later? That's a long run for a college softball program.
Yeah, I wasn't quite sure. I mean, you know, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, we've had a lot of great kids and families that have come through here and been a part of the program, so it's been a lot of fun. I mean, I've done the basketball on the men's side for a long time as well, this is just kind of has stuck with me, and I really enjoy it. And our administration has been awfully supportive, I just really have enjoyed it.
Yeah, I know from being, that's one thing I miss not being at Marion, is being around your team a little bit. There's something about, as you know, my daughter plays softball. She's up at Detroit mm-hmm. Mercy, and I really love her team. I've been around them a couple times now, and there's just kind of a family atmosphere with women's softball that I don't know if in many other sports have. I don't know what it is. Maybe you can help me put a finger on it as to what it is about, especially Marion. There's a connectivity and a family, and you know, you do little cookouts, little pitch-ins, and it's just I don't know if it's because maybe a little smaller sport, it doesn't have the same funding as some of the other big, you know, bigger sports, but I don't know what it is. Help me understand, what is it about the softball that creates that family atmosphere?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. I think a part of it is, Will, it's just, all these kids and families, they're involved in travel, softball, you know, through the summer. And so it's like everybody knows everybody, you know, mm-hmm. in the softball world. And so I think that's a lot of it. I know for us here at Marion, what we've really tried to stress is, that we are a family. And you know, I want our parents and our families involved in our program. And so we do, some cookouts and some tailgating. And, most of our parents, fortunately, are able to get to most of the games. I mean, our Florida trip, we'll have, 18 out of the 20 kids that we have playing for us, their parents and some grandparents and aunts and uncles, and they'll be with us down there. And I mean, we're with our team and everybody that we have, I mean, we're close to 85-90 people, in our group. Wow. And so it's just it's been really neat. And but I think a lot of it starts with with the travel softball. I mean, they're used to traveling every weekend together and staying in the hotel together and going out to dinner together, so I think that's a lot of it there.
Yeah, talking with Scott Fleming, head coach of Marion University softball, and that family atmosphere. You're right, and it probably lends itself to creating lifelong friendships, doesn't it? I mean, these girls are they're teammates now, but they're going to be forever, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think that's pretty much. Every sport. I mean, I know, the buddies that I kind of hang around with and talk to, I mean, most of them are college, college guys that we played together with. I've got one guy from high school that, was a best friend that we stay in contact with. But other than that, it's the guys I played with in college. Mm-hmm. And so, I think that's a lot of it. An opportunity to really, get to know one another and families and take care of each other and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, you set me up. My next question, you recently were part of the team at Marion University that was the men's basketball team of 88-89 that was inducted into the Marion Wall of Fame. And I'm sure that some of those guys are some of those friends you're talking about. And congratulations on getting your team in the Wall of Fame.
Well, thank you. That was it was a fun day, and most of the guys came back. I mean, we had, I think, 15 guys on that team, and 12 out of the 15 were able to come back. One of our managers was, came back as well, and then all three of our coaches came back. So So that was a nice day, and you know, we just had a really good group of guys that that like Marion and like playing basketball. And I think the biggest thing was everybody, you know, bought in and had their role and accepted their role and did the best of their ability. So we just had a really good group of guys.
Yeah, you and a couple of the other guys could. Who am I thinking of? Mark Roberts, mm-hmm. and probably right. Rick Russell. Probably three guys that could still get back in their college uniform. You guys, you probably all three of you guys could still put the old Knights uniform on that you wore back in '88, '89.
Well, a funny story with that is what my wife's family had a. They had an '80s party a few years ago, and so I was going through the old uniforms and found my old uniform, and I was able to fit into it, but it was a little snug, and of course everybody when I walked in with the short shorts on, they got a pretty good laugh out of that. So
hey, the short shorts are coming back. Some of the players are wearing those again.
Yeah, they're coming back. I mean, actually my two sons play basketball, and they were kind of always giving me a hard time about, you know, my gosh, Dad, what are those? And now when I go watch them, they're rolling theirs up about three or four times. So they're coming back.
Well, you know, you talk about Marion, and there's a faith, of course, Catholic University. And while everyone is not Catholic there and the teams, there is that faith that always sort of guides the whole program and the whole university. And I'm sure that's a part of why you guys remain friends. When you believe the same thing, when you have that trust in, you know, in Jesus, there is something there that is more than just playing basketball, more than just a friendship. It's a connectivity. And that faith intertwined is important, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, that's, you know, obviously a big foundation of what Marion's, you know, made of, and you know, with the Sisters of St. Francis, you know, starting the school and the values, so that's a big part of, you know, of Marion and, you know, our teams and the kids that, you know, the kids that we you know, that we bring in, and again, just a big part of it.
Yeah, sure is. And for you guys getting ready to head south, you'll head down there March 6th, you said, and you play March 8th through the 13th, 10 games. The Marion University softball team. Your mom and dad are going to go. How cool is that your mom and dad can go, you know, make a trip south with you guys and just be there? That's, for you as a son, that's got to be neat to be able to look up in the stands and see your mom and dad.
Yeah, it's been really neat. I mean, it's been a lot of fun, and they've kind of, you know, really have gotten into, you know, into softball. I mean, my dad was, you know, a longtime baseball coach at Noblesville High School, and never really seen softball, and then now he's, you know, he's kind of gotten into that and just really, really likes it. I mean, it's you know, he told me before, he's like, man, I have a hard time watching baseball now. Mm-hmm. You know, the softball game is just a lot faster paced and quicker you know, so they've kind of gotten really into it, and it's been fun to have them. I mean, they go to most of the games.
Yeah.
I mean, even when we're back here and traveling on the road, they're at most of the games, so it's been fun.
Yeah, your dad is fun to be there with, because he's borderline getting tossed by the umpires. He goes after the umpires a little bit, doesn't he? Maybe that's the old coach in him.
That's the old coach in him. I mean, he you know, gets on him, and you know, I've had to settle him down a few times, and you know, just say, hey, you know what? They're gonna miss some things. I mean, our team. I mean, you know, we don't play perfectly all the time. So, like I said, that's kind of the old coach in him. I mean, I know. Actually, I've never been tossed out of a game, but when I was playing, playing in high school, he was, I know he got tossed at one of the games that we I was playing in. Yeah. So
that's okay to have that little fire. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Coach, thank you very much. Scott Fleming, head coach of Marin University softball. It's a team packed with local kids, right? And I know you guys are back home. I think you open your home schedule March 15th against Spring Arbor. Might be a little chilly. Bring a blanket. But if anybody's listening to this, you're right. I played baseball all my life, and now watching my daughter the last several years play softball, it is a fast. It's almost like ping pong compared to tennis. It's just a lot of fun to watch, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's like I said, been a lot of fun. I mean, and, you know, the girls that we have are, you know, really athletic and really fun. Really like to play, and so it's. It's pretty fun to watch.
Yeah. Well, I just tell everybody, go see the Knights. Thank you, Coach.
All right. Thanks, Will, for having me. Appreciate
All right.
It.
Good luck. Safe travels. We're going to take a break.
Good.
All right. Catholic Sports Weekly continues after this timeout.
Listening to this radio was really like the jump start of me getting to know Jesus.
This is the station that led me to Christ.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof and your building investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, this show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company and also 21ology.com. Well, we've been doing it now for now we're into our fifth week, I should know, but our Exodus 90 updates. It's a program for Catholic men and some women that really helps you evaluate your faith, focuses on brotherhood, and focuses on changing your life for the better. And it is working, I know, for a lot of folks, because we're into week five, and it's my pleasure to say hi to Bob Dunlap from Our Lady of Grace in Noblesville. And Bob, you're now in your third year of doing Exodus 90. You have taken a break. You've only done it three times for 90 days. You haven't been on it for 3 years. But good to have you involved. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me, Will. I appreciate the opportunity.
Now, this is week five, if I'm correct. We're taping this early in the week, and it's day 29 of 90. So here we go. We're into week five. What are some of the challenges that people may be listening to this that are doing Exodus 90 are going to experience probably this week?
To me, I always thought that the second month was the hardest from the standpoint of complacency kind of sets in, because you're still a long way off from your goal, you know, the 90-day time period and so forth. And the first, you know, 2 weeks, you're pretty fired up, you know, about Exodus, and you start seeing changes, people start noticing changes, and so you really kind of feed off of that, I think, for the first month. And the second month, like I said, I think it just gets a little tougher because that horizon is just so far off and whatnot, and people don't realize the reward that they're going to have. And then, to me, I think the last month, especially the last 2 weeks, is probably the easiest because you are so close. It's like climbing a mountain. You're so close to the summit now. You can see it in front of you, and you just really are looking forward to that day and making that accomplishment and looking back at all that you've done over the 90-day period.
Mm-hmm. I know you are really good with the holy hour. That's part of this. There's supposed to be an hour, a holy hour, every day. I admit that's one of my struggles, to find an hour to pray and to do a holy hour. Tell me why you're successful. How does it work for you, the holy hour?
Well, I think one of the advantages I have over some men out there that are doing this is we don't have children at home, so we don't have the distractions of having to run kids, you know, here and there, or help them with homework and that type of thing. So my wife has been very good at allowing me to, you know, take the evening and spend that time, you know, by myself. And as I've told you in the past, she has joined me on Holy Hour as well, periodically from time to time, and this is a very special time for both of us when we could share those moments together. But it's just basically, to me, it's, you know, blocking everything out, you know, shutting off, you know, the phone. Obviously, the TV's already off, and just focusing on the word, focusing on the reading, and then I always like to incorporate a Hail Mary in there, too, to kind of get me more grounded and whatnot. But I like to do it at the end of the day, you know, when the distractions of life are away, and I can just kind of sit in peace.
Yeah. Exodus 90, of course, named after the Exodus verse, or not verse, but the chapter, book. There we go. Book of Exodus. There you go. I've been reading, and I don't know it's a book. But the book of Exodus. What have you learned from Exodus? Like I said, this is your third year doing an Exodus 90. What has Exodus taught you?
It's taught me a lot about, you know, managing my day better, managing my life better. You know, because, again, you don't have the distractions of television and social media. But I think even more important is you have a heightened sense of awareness of the things that are going on around you, whether it's people reaching out to you in need of help or in need of prayer. You find yourself talking about religion, you know, a lot more. You find yourself praying with a lot more people, whether it's over meal or whatever else. So I think for most men, it helps them more fully embrace their religion and their relationship with God. And then the aestheticisms, I think, are very important, too, because it gives you the ability to create some disciplines in your life rather than just, hey, I want to eat whatever I want to eat as much as I want to eat. Those things can definitely be a distractor. And I think probably the one thing, and I know that we all experience, is how slow the days go. When you're not eating as much, you don't have these other distractions, it's amazing how much you can get done, as well as how much more you can enjoy time, you know, over that period.
I know we're well into it. Like I said, we're week five, but if people wanted to get involved still, they can do what some people call a mini Exodus for just Lent, right? People can figure Exodus90.com, but that's a great way for people to get involved now, right?
Yeah, they call it Exodus Light, is what we call it. Mm-hmm. So basically, you jump on, you know, when Lent starts, and you basically do Exodus during the Lenten season just to get a taste of it. Actually, that's what we did the first year. Last year, when we did the full Exodus, we had a couple gentlemen that jumped on with us at the Lent.
So they can start at Ash Wednesday. Yep. All right.
And but yeah, I highly encourage, you know, men out there to give it a try. And but the important part is, you know, is the fraternity and the brotherhood is also very important. You know,
it
getting together, having an accountability group, you know, sharing experiences. Because we learn from each other. I mean, every week I'm always learning something new from you know, the guys that we're grouping with and so forth. And hopefully they're learning something from me as well, you know. Yeah. So
we definitely are. Well, thank you for your leadership, Bob. And keep it up. Exodus 90 continues. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to close this week's edition of Catholic Sports Weekly. Thank you for listening, and God bless.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.